Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And we're back talking about octopuses, everyone's favorite eight-legged animal.
Favorite?
Probably more popular. Yeah. I would say they're more popular than spiders. Come on. I think that's a pretty fair statement. Mm-hmm. But we also know that they're absolutely amazing. So I'll give you a few numbers here, Laura, and you can tell me what an octopus has in that number. Let's start easy. Eight.
Oh, legs.
Eight legs. Absolutely. Very impressive. How about three?
Hearts.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Three hearts. Exactly right. Three hearts, but they only use two when they swim, so they can't swim very far. Mm-hmm. But of course, they crawl a lot more. And also at the very end, we mentioned nine brains.
I know.
One big main brain and then eight smaller ones. And I guess each smaller one controls each one of those arms. And we're actually going to be learning a lot more about the arms of the octopus in today's article. We've sort of said goodbye to Evelyn and Ethan. They're still at the aquarium. Learning about these amazing creatures, as we will be learning about the octopus again today in an article. So we're going to get to that in just a second.
But I have a pop quiz before that.
Okay.
但是我好怕刚刚你们有偷听到那个 Mike 有认真在听他讲什么，因为你们会猜到答案。就是猜猜看，章鱼是用什么品尝味道呢？
What do you know about octopuses?
Octopuses don't taste with tongues like humans do. Actually, they taste with their arms. Their arms have taste cells. So, an octopus touches something first to taste it. That way, they can be sure it's safe to eat.
Okay, let's get into our article. So we begin with, here's another interesting fact for you guys. Octopuses don't taste with tongues like humans do. Yeah, they kind of have like a bird beak kind of mouth shape, right? Right in the middle of their body. And yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a tongue with an octopus. I mean, like birds have tongues, but you don't see them very much.
Right.
And certainly they would work different than our tongues do. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of our sense of taste from our tongue and our nose as well. But the octopuses, nope, they don't have a tongue. And in fact, yeah, they don't really taste with their mouths. And I'll give you a very small prize if you can guess what they taste with, because I think it's pretty,
really hard.
It's pretty interesting at this point.
Right. Yeah. Okay. 所以大家可能就是我一开始就问嘛，就是章鱼是用什么品尝？因为章鱼不像人类一样用舌头品尝味道哦。这里我们提到的就是 taste with tongues with 这里的介系词是表示用什么什么。那提到了味觉，我就有一些 fun facts. Okay. Well, humans have taste buds.On their tongue, we should all know this. 我们舌头上有味蕾嘛，就是可以品尝什么甜、咸、酸、苦，还有 umami 就是鲜味。And taste can change with temperature. Okay, 像是呢，chocolates taste sweeter when warm and less sweet.When cold, okay? 你们知道吗？巧克力热的时候超甜，可是冰的时候味道会不一样。And some foods taste different to different people, 像是香菜。Do you like 香菜?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I don't mind
but
it.
But do you know some people think
My wife hates it.
Oh, exactly, see?
She picks it out of the food.
有些人觉得香菜吃起来像肥皂。Some people say it tastes like soap.
Yep, definitely.
Okay, and taste can trick you. For example, some candies can trick your taste buds like sour candy, making your mouth tingle.
I love sour candy. One of my favorites. So how do the octopuses taste? Not with their tongues, not with their mouth, not like we do. And it's probably not too much of a shock. Actually, it says they taste with their arms. They've got those eight amazing arms. They can all do things all at the same time, as well as taste. It says their arms have taste cells. So the same types of things we have in our tongue, the octopus has that in its arms and maybe in those little suction cups, like in its little fingers or something like that. Imagine being able to go to a restaurant and you can touch your friend's burger and say, that's a tasty burger. And then they would say, buy me another burger because you just touched my food. And you'd say, I just wanted to taste it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that would work in the real world. Octopuses exactly. are lucky that they're underwater. They don't have to worry about washing their hands.
I was going to say that. Okay. 所以这里就出现我一开始问大家的，到底呢，这个章鱼是用什么品尝味道？其实课文就提到了，他们是用触手 ,OK, 来这个尝味道的，因为他们的触手上有味觉细胞。Interesting, OK,、嗯、所以章鱼用触手尝食物，那你们知道吗？ There are other animals, they taste in funny ways as well. For example, snakes taste with their tongues, OK, this is like us,、嗯、and birds use their beaks.
Oh, interesting.、
Mm, did you know this?
Yeah, well, snakes also smell with their tongues.、
Ah.
They can pick up little scents in the air、mm-hmm. using those tongues. That's very interesting. And the article says, so, you know, explaining how this works, so an octopus touches something first to taste it. That way they can be sure it's safe to eat. I mean, we might lick something or smell、mm. it or bite a little bit、mm-hmm. of it to taste it, right? But they can actually taste something by touching it. This would be weird if you're on a date with an octopus, because he would be like, hey, can I touch your food? I want to make sure it's tasty. And then you'd say, no, can you go to the bathroom and wash your arms? Mm-hmm. And then he would say, yeah, but if I do that, I'll only taste flowers from the soap. Oh, it would be so complicated, wouldn't it?
Right.
That's why there's no octopus chefs in the world.
I see.
That,
and also,
that explains
what if,
it.
What if the octopus wants to, you know, kind of like hold hands with you?
Oh, right.
And after
like,
they
oh,
eat.
Oh, wash your hands.
I know. Do you know what I mean?
And what if it's cold and they're wearing gloves? Then they can't taste
super
anything.
Super gross.
Wow.
Okay.
Strange.
所以呢，章鱼会先用触手碰东西，然后再尝尝看是不是可以吃哦。这样他们就能确定那东西是否安全。Well, something I've learned is not to date an octopus.
Yes, definitely not.
好的，刚刚学到了蛮多单字的，像是舌头的英文还记得是什么吗？记得它的，注意它的发音哦，是 tongue. Okay, for example, don't burn your tongue. The soup is still hot. 不要烫到舌头啊，这个汤还很烫呢。Or you could also say, Anson bit his tongue while he was eating candy. Oh, Anson 吃糖果的时候太急了会吧，就是咬到了自己的舌头。嗯，慢慢吃好不好？那再来我们有提到人类，对不对？还记得它的英文是什么吗？就是 human, OK, 这是一个名词。For example, some dolphins can understand human hand signals. 其实昨天我就分享这个哦，有些海豚能够理解人类的手是超聪明的。Or you could say humans might leave Earth and live on other planets one day. 人类有天可能会离开地球，在其他星球上生活哦。
Octopuses can regrow their arms. Sometimes when octopuses are in danger, they get away by breaking off an arm.It can fully grow back in 130 days. In captivity, octopuses sometimes bite off their own arms because of stress. However, these don't regrow like octopuses' arms in the wild. Most octopuses in captivity die several days after they bite off their arms.
Mm, absolutely. And here is another pretty cool fact that again makes octopuses one of the most interesting animals around. Octopuses can regrow their arms. That's amazing. So if they lose an arm, if maybe another fish tries to eat them and bites the arm and the arm gets broken off or cut off or bitten off, the octopus can actually grow the arm again. It is another thing that makes me think of like X-Men.And superheroes
exactly.
and things like that, right?
Right, okay. Super octopus, 好、
mm-hmm.
哇，原来章鱼还能长出新的触手耶。这里我们提到的 regrow, 因为 re 就有再怎么样的意思嘛，所以 regrow 很不难猜到就是再生、重新生长的意思，它是一个动词哦。
Yeah, lizards can regrow their tails, and I think maybe legs too, some、
wow.
of them. What do we only regrow what, hair?
Fingernails?
That's about it. We're not very useful, are we?
Right. And you got to spend money getting a haircut.
I know. That's true. That's a good point. Anyways, so yeah, they can actually use this to keep themselves from being from being eaten, from being mm-hmm. killed. It says sometimes when octopuses are in danger, like being attacked by another fish, they get away by breaking off an arm. So I guess they can actually do it themselves without actually having the other fish just bite it off. They can just say, I'm leaving that arm behind and I can get away. And then how long does it take? Well, it's not fast, which is probably not too surprising. It can fully grow back in 130 days. So what's that, like 5 months or so? Something like that? A little bit less, 4.5 months. They can regrow an arm in about 130 days.
That's still pretty long.
It's still pretty fast.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd say. True. You know, I mean, if I could regrow a leg in a few months.
I wouldn't mind waiting for 130 days.
I could ride around in a wheelchair for that time while my leg regrows.
Okay. But here we mentioned in danger. 当我们提到 in, 然后后面接一个名词呢，可以表示一个人或是事物所处的状态、情绪或是环境哦。举例来说，我们常常会讲到 in trouble, 就是陷入麻烦中，还有课文的 in danger, 在危险中，或是 aww, in love, 恋爱中哦。好 ,OK, 我们来看一下一个例句，好了，整句怎么用。The kids were in trouble after drawing on the wall. 小孩们呢，在这个墙上乱画画涂鸦，结果惨了，惹上麻烦了，可能会被爸爸妈妈骂吧。那我们刚才听到一个片语break off, OK, 就是使断开的意思。好，那回到课文整句是说，当章鱼呢，他们遇到危险的时候，会主动断掉一只触角逃跑。不过呢，他的新的触角大约130天就能长回来呢。That's super cool.
Mm-hmm, it is very, very cool. Here, though, it gets a little sad, I would have to say, this part of our article. It says, in captivity, octopuses sometimes bite off their own arms because of stress. How sad is that? I mean, I guess this is when they're not being treated well, because I've mm-hmm. seen octopuses in aquariums with 8 arms that look healthy and happy. But yes, being caught and being put in a fish tank might not be the happiest life for many octopuses. And that's what we're talking about in captivity. When they're in an aquarium, when they're in a fish tank, that kind of thing. When they're in a science lab being, you know, studied and whatnot, but not when they're able to be out in the wild. So when they've been caught, octopuses sometimes bite off, or we might even say chew off, although I'm not sure how they're doing it, but they actually bite off their own arms because of stress, because they're unhappy, they're scared, they're sad, they don't want to be here, they want to be back in the ocean, and so for some reason they start to sort of bite their own bodies.
Is it like biting your fingernails when you're nervous?
Worse.
Yeah, okay.
You're not stopping at the fingernail, you're taking your whole arm.
好的，我们先来看一下单字，心情比较不会那么沉重，就是 captivity, 它就是圈养或者是囚禁动物的饲养方式哦。而 stress, 大家应该不陌生，在本课是当作名词来用，有紧张压力的意思。所以呢，在这个就是章鱼们呢，他们如果在圈养下，就是像是如果他们放在水族馆里面呢，这种情况哦，章鱼有时候会因为压力太大而咬断自己的触手耶。
Yeah, well, and then you might think, though, well, that's okay, right? They can grow the arm back. But no, that's not how it works in captivity. It says, however, these, the arms they might bite off because of stress, however, these don't regrow like octopuses' arms in the wild. So in captivity, as I mentioned, would be like in a zoo, in an aquarium, in a fish tank. That's, you know, living around people out of the ocean. In the wild, for an animal, this just means where they naturally are found, in the ocean, in the sea. Obviously, if we're talking about lions, they're found in the wild in Africa. Tigers are found in the wild in India and places like that. So when they're out on their own, you know, living a wild animal life, they can regrow their arms, but not when they're in captivity. It's
sad.
Yeah, it's like they don't want to live.
Right, it's like committing suicide, okay.
Kinda.
Yeah, 不过这些触手不像野生章鱼那样能再长回来呢? Does that mean they're gonna die? soon, like after they bite off?
Well, yeah.
Their own arms.
The article ends with this really kind of sad fact, but it makes us really feel, you know, maybe octopuses should be just left alone. But most octopuses in captivity die several days after they bite off their arms. I think this is kind of saying if they are biting off their arms, that's a really bad sign, but not all octopuses will, right? I think,
okay.
You know, as I've said, I've seen them in aquariums. They seem happy. So I guess if they treat the octopus well and, give it a comfortable life, it might be fine. But if they are really unhappy, depressed, sad, scared, whatever it is, they can bite off their arms, the arms don't grow back, and then they will die soon after. Isn't that sad?
That's so sad.
Yeah, just leave them in the ocean.
I know.
But they're so interesting.
Okay, because you want to observe them, right?
Right.
Okay, 不过你们知道吗？多数圈养的章鱼在咬掉触角后几天内就会死亡诶。啊，这个听起来我觉得太沉重了，所以我们还是来复习一下今天学到的单字有哪些。OK, 我们又学到这个 bite off, 这个片语就是咬掉、咬下的意思。For example, be careful when eating candy. Don't bite off your braces. 吃糖果时要小心诶，不要把这个牙套给咬掉咯。Or you could also say, be careful, the small shark could bite off your finger. 小心这只小鲨鱼可能会把你的手指咬断。哎哟。再来我们还提到 wild, 这个名词哦，就是自然环境或是野外的意思。像是 if you camp in the wild,You can see so many stars at night. 如果你在野外露营，晚上能看到好多星星。Or you could also say, my friend went to Africa to see lions and zebras in the wild. 我朋友去了非洲观赏这个野外的狮子和斑马。哇，我超级羡慕的。再来我们还学到了一个片语，就是 get away. 在本课有脱逃的意思哦。For example, the thief tried to get away.But the police were too fast. 那个小偷试图逃跑，但是警察太快了，耶！一定有抓到他。Review
time. All right, guys, we have a little bit of time to go before we have to say goodbye. So, after learning all of these very interesting facts and knowing more about them, what do you think is the most special part of an octopus and why?
Definitely the arms, right? They can move in so many directions and even taste things. I think that's really cool because humans can't do that.
Yeah.
I just imagine if I had 8 arms, I could eat snacks, play games, and do homework at the same time, right, guys?
All at the same time. And you could actually have a few extra arms left over to do other things, like, I don't know, fold the laundry or comb your hair or something like that.
Right.
And we haven't even talked about some of the other cool things about octopus. They can spray ink.
That's right.
To kind of hide and get away in the ocean. I mean, there's so many other amazing facts about these animals. They can squeeze through tiny spaces. An octopus escaped from an aquarium by like squeezing itself into a pipe and getting back into the ocean. So they're very clever, very, very flexible, and have amazing superhero abilities. So, maybe they're aliens. If I had to bet money on any animal being an alien, the octopus would be my number one pick.
真的，我觉得章鱼超就是有超级能力的感觉哦。好啦，还喜欢今天的内容吗？记得按赞、订阅、开启小铃铛，你就不会错过任何精彩的内容哦。拜拜。
Take care.